Now it's time for Gold News Daily with Richard, Curtis, and David from Swiss America's Tangible Asset Team.
Gold News Daily, Dave Bradshaw reporting. Thursday, gold prices eased back on a weaker dollar and profit-taking amid bullish hopes on Wall Street. Gold last traded down $3.90 to $935.60. Sorry to break the news, but the financial crisis is not over, a la CIT. You've got plenty more write-offs to bad paper to come. The biggest piece on the demand side of the global economy is the American consumer, who's dead in the water, said Stephen Roach, chairman of Morgan Stanley Asia. Today, let's join Rich Cromwell as he discusses why inflation is the risk for Treasury bonds. Take it away, Rich.
Today, I'm going to read an article written by Jeremy Siegel, PhD, titled The Future for Investors. The headlines are scary. Standard & Poor's warns that British Treasury bonds may lose their AA rating, indicates that the U.S. government bonds may be downgraded, Bill Gross, PIMCO, Baumkeep says. Is it possible for the United States government to default on its own debt? All U.S. Treasury debt is denominated in dollars, except for less than 10% that are inflated protected bonds. All bonds are promises to pay the specific number of dollars on a given date. Dollars are created when a central bank and Federal Reserve either buy security in an open market or lends to the bank against the loans or other assets. In a fiat money standard, money only retains its worth because the government limits its supply. The government can limit its supply if it has other resources of revenue, such as taxes or borrowing, to cover its expenditures. But if that dries up, the government may effectively borrow from the Fed, and this would result in a large increase in money and rapid inflation. This was not always the way. Before 1933, the Federal Reserve could only print dollars proportionate to how much gold the government held. This was the so-called gold standard. During the Great Depression, one country or another, including the U.S., left the gold standard and moved to a fiat money standard. Although under a fiat money standard, government must be accepted as the means of payment. There is no governing law that says that the money is worth when it is paid to you. If too many dollars are issued relative to demand, inflation must result. In that case, the bondholder gets shortchanged, not because of the government default on its bonds, but because of the loss of the purchasing power of the dollar you received. It seems to me today that our current administration has figured out how to print money, but at what cost? You can stop that insanity now and opt out of the fiat currency system. Place yourself on the gold standard. Call us now here at Swiss America to receive a copy and articles and a complete package showing you how to get your money safe in gold and out of the fiat currency system. The number here to reach us is 888-867-8978. Ask for extension 1510. It's free for those listeners. If you'd like to get some scarcity back in your portfolio and protect your value, 888-867-8978. Trader Rick signing off.